All right, welcome back. Telephone number is 913-586-7798. Don't forget, we have Festivus Friday. The airing of the grievances coming your way at 5 o'clock this afternoon. Anne in Kansas City. Anne, hello.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, hi, Anne. Go ahead.
Okay. Hey, sorry. All right, so I have a grammar correcting story. I work in law enforcement, and I had pulled over.
We have some breaking news very quickly.
Yes.
Yeah, it's sad news. Astronaut Jim Lovell, best known as the commander of the near-tragic Apollo 13 mission to the moon, died yesterday in his home state of Illinois. He was 97 years old. Lovell was a veteran of four space flights: Gemini 7, Gemini 12, Apollo 8, and Apollo 13.
So did Tom Hanks play him
Right? Jim Lovell is the Tom Hanks character in the movie Apollo 13. If you're ready to feel old, I did not realize this. Apollo 13, the movie, was released in 1995. And no, it is not Jim Lovell who said, "Houston, we have a problem."
Which isn't even what they said.
That is correct. That was fellow astronaut Jack Swigert, who I believe was played by Kevin Bacon, if I'm not mistaken. And the actual quote, it is because of the movie Apollo 13 that "Houston, we have a problem" became basically a catchphrase for a major crisis, right?
Right.
"Houston, we have a problem." That is what they say in the movie, which is how it became famous. The actual quote from Jack Swigert was, "Okay, Houston, we've had a problem here."
I'm going to correct one thing. I do not believe it was the movie.
You may be right.
That started "Houston, we have a problem." I think that became part of the common vernacular years prior. Everyone has always said, "Houston, we have a problem," and just barely conflating what was actually said. And so in the movie, they went with "Houston, we have a problem," because everyone else would have been like, "Wait, why did he just say, 'Houston, we may have a problem here'?" Because that's not what people thought it was, even though it was.
Okay, so there's actually two separate quotes.
Okay.
One was from Lovell, and one was from Swigert. Listen to this. Swigert says, "Okay, Houston," Lovell, "Houston." This is the actual transcript of the conversation. Swigert, we've had a problem here. Down in Houston, they respond, "This is Houston, say again, please." And then Lovell says, "Houston, we've had a problem."
Yeah. It was two.
So first there was, "Houston, we've had a problem here." And Lovell says, "Houston," and Swigert says, "We've had a problem here." And then down on Earth, they respond, "This is Houston, say it again, please." And then Lovell comes back on and says, "Houston, we've had a problem."
July 26, 1995, President Bill Clinton presented the Congressional Space Medal of Honor to Jim Lovell, commander of Apollo 13. He was decorated, beloved. NASA has tweeted about this. "Obviously, we are saddened by the passing of Jim Lovell, commander of Apollo 13 and four-time space flight veteran."
And was supposed to land on the moon with Apollo 13. He never got to the moon.
Lovell's life and work inspired millions. His courage under pressure helped forge our path to the moon and beyond, a journey that continues today.
He was the pilot of Apollo 8, which was the first mission that took a man to the moon and back without landing.
And then Apollo 13 basically did the same thing.
Right.
He got two trips around the moon, but never got to land on the moon. And Apollo 13 was supposed to land on the moon.